107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to be checking in with Zach Gribble with Lights on Stratford and Destination Stratford. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Jamie.
Now, Zach, it seems a little odd to be talking about a winter festival on as we're heading into summertime, but a very unique display is going to be a part of the Lights on Festival for 2023 that's getting a lot of attention. Can you tell us about this particular light display?
Absolutely. We're quite excited about this one. Again, this originates from Australia, and the light sculpture or artwork is called Affinity. And it was modeled around how the brain works. So there are sort of neurons and these globes, and they're all interconnected. And this is another interactive light piece where if you hold one of the nodes, it will actually send a memory in color through the network. And the more people that interact with it, the more the colors change. Just an incredible display. We're really excited about this one. And because it was originally developed to raise awareness for Alzheimer's Australia, we just thought this was a perfect fit to partner with Alzheimer's Society here on Perth, here in town, and really highlight and try to raise funds for the amazing work they do. So there'll be sort of a collaboration with that group, and every year we try to raise funds and bring awareness to a charitable group, and this year it is Alzheimer's.
It sounds like a fascinating light sculpture, if you will, and this will be at Tom Patterson Island?
This will be at Tom Patterson Island, which is a fairly big space, but this is a big sculpture, so it's 11 feet tall, it's 45 feet in diameter, and amazingly, it contains over 4,200 meters of lighting within it. So it's a real stunning piece.
Well, we look forward to that. And let's remind folks when Lights on Winter Festival will be taking place.
So again, it will be in mid-December, and it will run right through until the end of January. So another really interesting aspect and why the stars were in alignment is that January is Alzheimer's Awareness Month, which I didn't know going into this. So everything is just aligned, and we're really excited this year to connect Tom Patterson Island all the way to Market Square with a light trail with some just incredible light displays and experiences.
We certainly look forward to that. Now, Zach, of course, you wear many hats in our community, also with Destination Stratford. Heading into summertime, it looks like it's going to be a great summer in Stratford.
It really does. We're quite encouraged. As you know, it's been just an incredibly difficult couple of years with the pandemic. And it does look like with restrictions lifting and people traveling that Stratford is positioned really well, and we're already seeing signs of being quite busy. Bookings are solid, so there's a lot of reason for optimism in the tourism sector here in town, and there is just so much going on in terms of cultural offerings, and with the theater reopened and Stratford Summer Music launching and World in a Weekend. I mean, it just goes on and on in terms of the offerings that Stratford has for visitors and locals this summer.
And Alfresco continuing?
Alfresco is continuing in Market Square, Tom Patterson Island, and by Memorial Gardens. So we have expanded some seating in Memorial Gardens this year. We have new umbrellas, which actually light up at night in Market Square as part of our Lights on Stratford summer pop-up. The lights overhead on Tom Patterson Island are back up. And over the next couple of weeks, we're reinstalling the bridge lighting to Tom Patterson Island. All of that is in support of Alfresco and some amazing dining experiences you can have there. Again, this year, we've partnered up with many local restaurants who offer liquor with food, so you can get paired wine with your picnic basket and head anywhere in the Alfresco locations to have that really special dining experience that you can only have here in Stratford.
Oh, absolutely. And again, a reminder, the Love Stratford boxes are always a huge success. There is a Father's Day edition, and Zach, I don't know, they've got to be either close to sold out or sold out already, but we should say a portion of the proceeds from this one going to Stratford Connection Center, so that's a great thing right there.
It is, and I have to check in with the team this morning. We were getting fairly close to being sold out over the weekend, so But visit stratford.ca/lovestratfordbox. We do a series of these every year where we feature some of the amazing retailers and experiences and products that are featured here in Stratford. And with the Mother's Day box selling out so quickly, we thought, well, time to step up for the dads. And again, each one of those has a philanthropic, charitable aspect to it. And as you say, the Connection Center and various other charities have been raised funds with these Love Stratford boxes.
Which is great. So check in with Destination Stratford, see if there are any of those great Love Stratford boxes left. Zach, anything else that maybe we didn't cover or that folks need to know with either Lights on Stratford or Destination Stratford for summertime?
Well, one thing that we're seeing a huge increase in, and interestingly, over the pandemic, we've set new records for sales for our culinary trails. So the chocolate trail is the most popular, but we're really seeing growth in the bacon and ale trail, and we've just filmed a video with a local videographer, and we'll be really promoting that. So those continue to succeed, and we continue to add new spots to both the chocolate trail and the bacon and ale trail. So if you haven't been out on that, I'd highly encourage that is a great activity to explore your town. And the other thing I'll mention is the audio tours, which can be enjoyed from home, but we're really seeing an uptake in terms of people exploring the city in a new way with the online audio tours from our website.
Very nice. Again, going to be a great summer with Destination Stratford, and then that'll segue nicely into the Lights on Winter Festival. Zach Gribble. Zach, thanks so much for all the details.
Thank you, Jamie.